This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.
Good evening. This is Rock Cash, your host this week on The People Speak. The People Speak invites audience participation. You can phone call 888-429-5471. If you have a smartphone or a computer, you can go to bbsradio.com, navigate to the station 2, and click on the listen icon. You can also participate during the show with call-in questions for our guests, toll-free, United States and Canada, 1-888-429-5471. This evening, our guest is Dr. Rebecca Carley. Dr. Rebecca Carley figured out how to heal people from childhood vaccinations, and by doing so, caused her to lose her license, lose her child, get civil, assassination or media assassination. So let's bring Dr. Carley on with us. And Dr. Carley, welcome. And can you fill us in on everything that has happened to you in the past? We know you have a vast experience in a lot of things, and they just took it all away from you.
Well, they tried unsuccessfully. I am a surgeon. That's what I was trained to do. I left working in the hospitals as an emergency room attending and a surgeon in the early 90s after witnessing euthanasia, research fraud, and experimentation on people. I took time off to have my only son, who turned 18 last month. Unfortunately, I didn't know about vaccines being biological weapons. He received all his vaccines and became brain damaged. And that started me on the road looking for a way to reverse this damage. And that was the start of my Hippocrates Protocol, which reverses vaccine-induced diseases, which include every disease in internal medicine, in people, in pets, in children, you name it. Vaccinations are how they corrupt the immune system, and that's how they get the disease situation going. And then, you know, the white coats prescribe their prescriptions, which of course cure nothing but cause side effects, and then you die. So that's my view of medicine at this point, and my goal is to cause the death of medicine through education of people to make them realize that there are natural solutions for everything. And going to the white coats is going to cause you great harm.
I tend to agree with you 100%. I keep telling that to my family members, but they don't seem to listen. I went to the doctors probably 4 years ago, and when I walked in there, it was just 5 or 6 prescriptions of medication that he gave me. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar. You've got a cyst on your thyroid. You have this, you have that. I took those prescriptions and I threw them in the garbage.
Good idea.
I threw them right out because I just felt that I realized right there and then that it seems like everybody that's going in there is getting the same thing. Well, you have this and you have that and you have that. It's a push of the medical, or should I say the pharmaceutical industry.
Right. Well, of course, that's why they brought about Obamacare, because too many people are going the natural route, spending money out of pocket, billions of dollars a year, and this is very threatening to big pharma. So they had to come up a way to force you to get insurance, and the insurance is going to force you to get all these dangerous diagnostic tests, to take vaccinations. Women must get mammograms, which, of course, cause breast cancer. So Of course, I don't give medical advice. I just teach people what I would do if I was they. But I will never get insurance, no matter what they do, because those will be the requirements to keep the insurance. And everything that the white coats do is bad. What I tell people, which is very important that everyone do, if a doctor gives you a prescription, put in the name of the prescription, hyphen side effects, into any search engine and read what they admit to. You will never take any drug they give you. Not to mention the fact that almost every drug causes the very thing that they're given for. For example, anti-seizure meds cause seizures, antidepressive meds cause depression, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as well, pretty much every drug has a neurological effect. For example, the high blood pressure medications cause loss of memory. So you see, this is how they get you into the loop. You start with one problem, which you may not even have. They're now inventing pre-hypertension, pre-diabetes, starting to medicate people, which, of course, as I said, there's natural solutions for everything. Then you start taking the drugs. The drugs cause you to have side effects, which are additional symptoms. And before you know it, you're on a whole, you know, bag full of drugs. I've had especially elderly people that are on as many as 25 drugs at one time.
Wow. Well, my mother's had a open heart surgery with the heart valve and everything else, and she's on blood pressure medication. She's on the iron pills. She's on the, of course, the Lipitor and the blood, well, the blood pressure, the sugar medicine, and everything else. It seems like now she needs it to continue living. If we take it away from her, how do we go about that to where we don't have to give it to her without her blood pressure going through the roof?
Well, that's what I teach people how to do. I do consults for people. Most of the people that contact me have one foot in the grave. If people go to my website, reversingvaccineinduced diseases.com, click on the services tab, it explains how I do consults. Cases like this are extremely complicated because you can't just stop the meds cold turkey. Most of the time, the meds are designed to, for example, if you stop a antihypertensive med cold turkey, you will have a huge increase in blood pressure. The meds are designed that way. That's how they keep you on the meds. So there's, you know, many things that have to be done. It's not like there's a magic bullet. When you have a complex situation like your mother's, it has to be done carefully and with a substitution of natural things that deal with these problems.
Well, and I was reading up on you earlier, and you're saying that fertility, ADHD, Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's, Parkinson's, all of these diseases are caused by mostly these vaccinations, and I'm sure the flu shot is a very terrible thing also.
Right. Well, it's always the big picture on that same website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. If you click on the vaccine-induced disease tab, you'll see it says click here for Dr. Carley's diagrams. I developed four diagrams in the late 1990s. The first one is the big picture. It's the cause of all disease on one sheet of paper. No one has ever been able to refute that. I've had a $10,000 reward on my other website, drcarley.com, since 2006 for anyone to refute my information. And, of course, there's no takers. So the vaccines are how they corrupt the immune system. Let me just tell you about that very quickly. There's two poles of the immune system. There's the B cells. Those are the cells that make antibody. And there's the T cells. Those are the little Pac-Man cells that are supposed to gobble up cancer cells, bacteria, viruses, and etc. Vaccinations cause the B cells to go into hyperdrive. especially because they put aluminum in there as a what they call an adjuvant. And so your body is so busy making antibodies that the T cells pretty much shut off. So there's many ways that the vaccines cause damage, but the primary mechanism is an autoimmune attack. I call it a microscopic rejection phenomena. Just like if you have a kidney transplant or something of that nature, and you don't take anti-rejection drugs, your body's going to reject the kidney, and the kidney will die. Well, the same thing happens on a microscopic level because they're using tissues to make the viruses grow. And on the pet page on that same website, you can read the package insert for the rabies vaccine where it actually admits that the tissue cultures used to grow the rabies virus cause autoimmune disease. That's the only place I've ever seen it admitted, but it's the same for all vaccines. So basically, especially now that we have more and more vaccines being made out of aborted fetuses, if you get some aborted fetus's nervous system tissue injected into you because there's no way to separate it from the virus, whatever one they're culturing, you are going to develop antibodies against that tissue because it's not you. And those antibodies are going to attack your nervous system. The only thing that determines what disease you come down with, which is basically just a bunch of symptoms they put in a box, is where your nervous system is attacked. But it can be any place in your body. It can be your heart. It can be your kidneys causing renal failure. It can be your joints causing rheumatoid arthritis. The list is endless. And that's how, as I said, they're getting all these diseases created. But it's not just vaccines. We've got pesticides, fluoride, aspartame. The list is endless of the toxins that our traders in the District of Criminals are allowing us to be exposed to. So luckily, there are homeopathic remedies to detox all of these things. And when I do a consult for somebody, that's what I determine for their individual case based on their history as to what they need to detox and what natural things they need to do to restore their health. It's amazing how my profession has been so corrupted as to actually do the exact opposite of what doctors are supposed to do.
Wow. Me, on a personal basis, I've been taking natural supplements, and when in the morning when I have a juice with my natural supplements, I always put in a little bit of sodium bicarbonate, which is baking soda, just to try to oxygenate my blood cells a little bit. Why in the world are they doing this? Is it all just about greed and profit and... Or is it a bigger plan?
Well, it's greed, profit, and depopulation under Agenda 21. Also, specified in stone by the Georgia Guidestones. They want to depopulate the planet by 90%. So while they're killing us off, of course, they're making lots of money. And that's self-evident to anybody who checks things out. As far as sodium bicarbonate goes, it's not really an oxygenator. It alkalizes you, which is very good. For example, no cancer can survive in an alkaline environment. What people have to be careful of, though, is if you take anything alkalinizing when you're eating, it's going to neutralize your stomach acid. And you need stomach acid in order to, digest your food. So... there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of things. Of course, anything natural is better than anything pharmacologic, but you have to know what you're doing. And that's why, I coach people and teach them what they need to know. Very important also is to realize that Big Pharma is not stupid. They're buying out a lot of supplement companies. And once they, buy a supplement company, they destroy the supplement. So you have to know who you're buying from.
Well, can you recommend any good companies to our audience?
Well, it depends on what the supplement is. There's a lot of good companies. I can't think of any one in particular. But what you need to do, like I said, is do your research and find out who owns the company. If it's any pharmacological company, then you don't want to do business with them. There's also something called muscle testing or kinesiology that you can use to check anything that you buy to see if it's good for you. If it's good for you, it'll make you stronger. If it's bad for you, it'll make you weaker. Of course, I didn't learn about muscle testing or homeopathy or anything like that in medical school, which has been controlled by Big Pharma since the early 1900s. There's an excellent book entitled The Medical Mafia by Canadian physician Guy Lane Langtot, L-A-N-C-T-O-T. They try to take away her license just for writing that book, but it gives the whole history, how the Rockefellers came in and took control of the medical schools, and that's when they destroyed the entire field of medicine.
Wow. Wow. So your advice to our audience is do not seek the white coats.
Well, as I said, I don't give advice. I just tell people what I would do if I was they. Okay. I have to be very careful of my verbiage after they went after my license, because they're just waiting for me to slip up and give them an excuse to put me in prison. What I do is tell people what I would do if I was they. And if I was they, I wouldn't go to a white coat, be it for a child, an adult, or a pet, under any situation, because there's natural solutions for everything. And especially with children, you know, they're trying to force parents to get vaccinations for the children to go to school, which, of course, is ridiculous. Why are parents sending their children to school in the first place to be brainwashed and exposed to all kinds of toxins, pesticides, you know, mercury emitting fluorescent lights? The list is endless. But they try to convince parents they have to get them vaccinated to go to school. So what I tell people, what I would do, if you love your children, homeschool them, get them out of the schools. More and more schools now are actually giving vaccinations to children without the parents' consent. They've now started doing that in Canada as well. So basically, you know, sending them to school is very dangerous for their health and well-being.
Well, not only that, it's very dangerous for their educational purposes too, because it seems like the education system is just that, they're systemizing the children to fight wars and you know, the workforce basically, and that's about it.
Well, it's indoctrination. Yes. They're trying to get children to basically, you know, do whatever they're told by Big Brother. They're not told how to think, and especially with the neurological conditions, autism, ADD, all of those problems that the children are having, Tourette syndrome, even violence. There's another excellent book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter. And he has outstanding documentation of how damage to the part of the brain that controls aggression is caused by vaccinations. That's why we're having all these bullies. And so all of these things are caused by vaccines. And the way the schools are involved is the schools don't get any federal funding unless at least 90% of the children are inoculated with disease, not to mention the fact that once they're deemed special needs, they get at least an extra $5,000 ahead for those children. So they're highly motivated to damage your children. And this is what parents have to face. I always tell people, don't believe me, check it out for yourself.
Wow. Well, and you were mentioning that they also damage fertility, and that's seems evident with the lack of testosterone functions and also the sperm count being very low in males, and I'm sure it affects females also.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, there's many ways they damage fertility. The most heinous way that they're doing it now is with the HPV vaccine. I'm sure that the human papillomavirus was created in a laboratory to begin with. People need to check out the Special Virus Cancer Program, which has been around since the time of Nixon. They've been making viruses to cause cancer. And an individual by the name of Dr. Boyd Graves had researched that to a great degree, especially in terms of how they made the HIV virus. Of course, he was murdered for his work, but you can check him out online, Dr. Boyd, B-O-Y-D, Graves. But the HPV vaccine is going to cause a massive increase in infertility, cervical cancer, genital warts, all kinds of things. The number of individuals that have had deaths or side effects from this vaccine is massive, and yet they still keep pushing it on the young children, first on girls, and now they're doing it with boys as well. And people, you know, you have to like always look at the big picture and ask yourself, why is it that so many couples are infertile? And they're going to these infertility doctors and spending thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, to get pregnant. Where did that come from? It came from vaccines. That's where it came from. And by doing this, they're now able to pretty much pick and choose who has children. Only the rich eventually will be able to have children, because once all the poor people are infertile, then basically that will be the end of, you know, poor people. They'll pretty much end that.
Well, they're going to end poor people. How are they going to make their money? Or are they just planning on being in their own little systematical society?
I'm guessing. Well, I mean, they're disappearing homeless people. It's so heinous what's going on, and that's why it's getting very dark out there, but I keep doing what I'm doing because I know at every cell in my body that eventually we will get a critical mass of people waking up. And of course, you know, shows like yours are going to help that happen, to make them realize we're already dead. We are already dead. So you better grow a backbone and stand up and say you're not going to take it anymore. I live in North Carolina now, and they've made it illegal to give homeless people, you know, a handout, which is so outrageous when you think about it. Many of these individuals are veterans, and they're on the street begging for money. And I always give money. You know, if I have a few dollars in my pocket, I will always give money to a homeless person to help them get food or whatever. But now they've actually made it a crime where you're not allowed to do that. What's up with that, you know? And these people seem to be disappearing, especially if you have a major convention in a city or whatever. You know, they'll just go through and take out the homeless people. Where are they going? What's happening to them? We all know about the FEMA camps, but, you know, I think many of them are being taken out, frankly.
Well, Dr. Carly, you know as well as I do, there are some people out there that if you hit them over the head with a book of knowledge, they just won't get it because they're too far conditioned through the propaganda that comes through the media.
Right. Or they're too cowardice to face reality. And I always tell people, this includes my own family. My own family doesn't listen to me. The white coats in the last 5 years have killed both of my parents, both of my younger brothers, and now they're killing my younger sister with chemo and radiation. They watch each other die, and they still won't listen. And so my attitude is goodbye. You know, I don't waste my time on people like that. Those people are going to die. And once enough of them die, the only ones left will be the ones who know what's going on and the psychopaths who are causing it. That's when it's going to get really interesting.
Yeah, well, later on I'm going to download the archive and I'm going to have my sister listen to it, because they keep telling her to get mammograms. They keep pushing drugs on her, and I keep telling her not to take any of it. especially the bone medication that they're giving her, telling her osteoporosis and everything else. They're just tricking women into taking drugs that are going to do them more harm than any good.
Well, not only that. See, what I'm all about is finding the cause of the problem. Osteoporosis, one of the main things that causes osteoporosis is fluoride. And if you actually research fluoride, you will find out that that is true. Fluoride is a toxic chemical. It pretty much dumbs you down. It causes osteosarcoma in boys. All these things have been, documented. And so people have to do their homework. You can't believe what the white coats are telling you. They are clueless. They know nothing except for how to prescribe drugs. And as I said before, any drug she's taking, she has to put it into a search engine and hyphen side effects and see what side effects are admitted to. If she does that, she will never take the drug. The mammograms are causing breast cancer. That's what I tried to get my sister to realize. It's radiation. Radiation causes breast cancer. It causes all kinds of cancer. That's why, Fukushima is going to be a big problem for all of us, especially the people in Japan. But if you get a mammogram every year, you will get breast cancer because they're radiating your breast, which is one of the most sensitive parts of the body to radiation. And then once you get breast cancer, they will give you, a mastectomy, chemo, and more radiation. Once you can see, once you use your common sense, it is so obvious that these white coats are causing mass murder, basically.
Okay, I've got questions from the audience. Mike in California wants to know what supplements, vitamins would Dr. Carley suggest as a good basic requirement?
Well, I suggest everybody take a multivitamin because, of course, our food has been weaponized as well. The soil is being destroyed by chemtrails. So a good multivitamin is the minimum. In terms of additional supplements, it depends on what your situation is. There's different supplements depending on, if you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever you happen to have, there's different things that help with those conditions. And, that's what I do is teach people about those things.
And another member of the audience is asking what they can do to reverse type 1 diabetes.
First of all, they should get a consult from me. Let me just mention that the endocrine autoimmune diseases, the major two being type 1 diabetes and hypothyroidism, there's another additional problem that comes in with those conditions because when they give you the hormone, for example, with type 1 diabetes, you're injecting yourself with insulin. So that's basically telling your pancreas that it's not needed anymore. So any leftover function it may have, it will stop functioning depending on how long you've been on the insulin, not to mention the fact that insulin acts like a vaccination in terms of causing you to develop antibodies against insulin. So, and that's admitted in pretty much every insulin I've ever, researched online. They admit that it causes an autoimmune response against the insulin, which causes you to have to continually increase your dose of insulin, which makes you a customer for life.
Wow.
And just like you were mentioning with your mom, see, one of the things that they do in all cases of chronic diseases is they tell people with whatever chronic disease or situation that they're the ones that need to get the flu vaccine because, that's how they kill you. So that's something for people to realize. If you have any kind of problem with your immune system, of course, you're the last one that should be getting injected with disease organisms. And that's why I always tell people, if they tell you they're vaccinating you against something, you must substitute the words inoculating you with something. They're injecting you with the bug, okay? And, you know, all kinds of other toxic chemicals, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, you name it. It's a witch's brew.
Wow. What other organs are damaged besides the pancreas when they give you the vaccinations or the insulin?
Every organ has the potential to be damaged. And this is where genetics comes in. Of course, the white coats are always blaming genetics. They tell people, oh, this is a genetic disease. No, it's not a genetic disease. There are very few true genetic diseases. What happens is you have a weak link that you get from your parents. It can be your neurological system. It can be your kidneys, whatever. That is what you inherit, is your weak link. In homeopathy, it's called a miasm. And if they would leave their poisons out of us, we would never have a problem. But whatever your weak link is and whatever tissues are injected into you, like I said, if it's an aborted fetus's nervous system, kidney, whatever, those are the things that are going to determine where your body is attacked.
Oh, wow. What a wealth of information, Dr. Carley. Of course, the onslaught of humanity is at our doorsteps, and it seems like a lot of people want to stop it, but they don't know how. But we'll discuss that when we come right back here on the People Speak Radio on the BBS Radio Network. This is Rock Cash. We'll be back shortly after the short break.
Got questions? The library's got answers. And books and magazines and CDs and videos and web access and databases and all sorts of other resources at your library. In a world that's information rich, libraries are information smart. Find the right answer and a whole lot more at your library.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
In America, most of us have the basics we need to survive. But there are millions of children all over the world who don't. Children who must work instead of going to school. Children who were forced to fight as child soldiers. Children who can't have an ordinary childhood because they lack health care, clean water, or good nutrition. For these children, there is UNICEF. UNICEF works in 157 countries and territories, providing children with what they need to survive and grow. To learn more, visit unicefusa.org or call 1-800-4-UNICEF.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to BBS
Radio.
In a world of abundance, hunger is a crime. When a malnourished child dies, we're all guilty. Yet it happens every 5 seconds. Let's do the right thing. Put hunger away for good. Please, give to the World Food Program.
This land is your land.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
Welcome back to The People Speak. This is Rock Cash and with our awesome sound engineer, Don Newsom, and our guest, Dr. Carley. Dr. Carley, who can we point the finger at? I know there's a lot of corrupt people out there that have been infiltrating our country, our medical system, our government, you name it, they've been doing it to us. Who can we point the finger at? I mean, is it a collaboration of people or is it a certain group of people? Is it the high, mighty, and wealthy, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds? Or is it a whole bunch of people in general?
Well, it's the Jews. And it's those who serve the Jews, the goy who sell out their own people. Because unfortunately, you know, many people will sell their souls for cash or power. And that's the situation. And if you don't believe that, watch a video online, The Eternal Jew, from the 1940s. It pretty much gives the history of these psychopathic bloodline people that are parasites. And that's what they do. They go from country to country, and they destroy everything. Of course, they control every aspect of our lives, Hollywood, the financial markets, everything. And we see the corruption and fraud that exists therein. And so, in my opinion, these people, they have to be dealt with. And there's a very important website, AmericanDefenseParty.com, AmericanDefenseParty.com, who is was started by J.B. Campbell, who started the militia back in the 80s. And I suggest you go to that website and start reading some of his documents. Because if we do nothing, we are dead. They are killing us in so many ways. And, of course, one of the major problems we have is that they also control the courts, which are totally corrupt. And anybody who is involved in any of these genocidal actions will never be charged. You know, they'll charge somebody who stole a loaf of bread and put them in jail. But the people like Bill Gates who are committing mass genocide with vaccines, especially the oral polio vaccine being sent to third world countries, just in India, 55,000 children ended up paralyzed from that vaccine. These crimes go unpunished. But, you know, they fill the prisons with people who in many cases are desperate because of what these people do and, you know, are just trying to feed their family or whatever.
Right. Well, it's a business to them.
Right. It's a business to kill people and steal everything they have. There's another excellent site that you can check out, Tidbits from the Talmud. Go to that site and learn what the Talmud says, how they're actually in their holy book allowed to have sex with children as long as they're under 9 years old. There's all kinds of horrific things you will learn there. The Kol Nidre that they take every year, which is basically an oath not to follow any of their oaths. I've been researching these things for years, trying to find out, you know, why are these things happening? And it led me straight to the Jews.
Oh, well, I didn't think we were going to have that big of a thing on the Jews. But let's get back on the track of medicines and maybe things that we can inform people on what they should do and what they should get and how to better defend themselves against these things. legal procedures that they might be able to take to stay out of being forced. Those types of ideas would help very highly. And before we go into that, I have a question from John in Ohio, and he wants to know if you know Dr. Gladys McGarry, who had been titled the mother of homeopathic medicine.
No, that name I haven't heard.
Okay. So give us your idea on what we should do and what we can do to better defend ourselves from the barium and the strontium that they're and the aluminum that they're spraying us with. What's a good defense that we can do at home to help us defend our system from that?
Well, that's a hard one because, of course, if you breathe, you're going to be exposed to it. And that's why we have to stop this insane situation where they're spraying us like pests. And turns out they've been doing it since the 60s. They're destroying the ionosphere. And, of course, you know, they claim that they're trying to stop the global warming. But what they're doing is putting all of these metals into the atmosphere, which are actually keeping the warmth going. But there's so many aspects to this. There's the HAARP machine, one of which is in Alaska, where they can actually create hurricanes and tsunamis and all these different things. There's so many layers to that. These programs have to be stopped. And how that's going to happen is we're going to reach critical mass and the people are going to stop it. You mentioned before about legal procedures. For example, parents can get exemptions for vaccines in every state. But now they're trying to clamp down on that as well. As a matter of fact, in New York City, they've declared a maximum number of exemptions that can be had by anyone. They just keep making it worse and worse and worse. So what I tell people, what I would do if I was you, is just say no. Don't do it. I mean, who says you have to get an exemption? They're killing your children. So just say no. And also, you know, get them out of school. Homeschool them, whatever it takes. Because, as I said, more and more states are now making it where they can give children vaccines without you even being told what's going on. So what I'm about is just saying no. Say no. Stand up. Don't take it anymore. And, of course, a lot of people are filled with fear or the SWAT teams are going to come get me or whatever. I would rather die than live in the world that they're creating. I have absolutely no fear of these monsters. So you got to lose your fear and you got to stand up for what's right. Otherwise, you're dead.
No. Well, you know, I tried bringing that up to my mom's doctor, her cardiologist, and of course, you know, they try to laugh it off. And if that was the case, they would be spending millions on it. You know, of course, yeah, I believe he was Pakistani, but...
you brought up what, chemtrails?
No, I brought up the fact that a lot of the medications were very bad. And that, you know, I'm doing the baking soda thing to alcohol. Oh, well, if that was, you know, possible, then... It seems like they laughed it away because it's a part of their business. They don't want people to know either.
Well, nobody makes money off people being healthy. I make a fraction of what I made as a surgeon, even though I know how to reverse all diseases. Because once people get done with the protocol and they learn what I teach them, they never need to come back again. And that's what's going on. The most outrageous example I've experienced over all these years, I had a woman client with breast cancer from New York who was going to Sloan Kettering, which is, of course, a Rockefeller institution where they experiment on people and do all kinds of heinous things. And she happened to tell her oncologist that she was alkalinizing and juicing and doing all these good things. And he told her that's witchcraft. I mean, that's how bad it is. They will turn everything on you. I have had so many amazing things happen with my clients over the years. One of my favorite was a man who got in a motorcycle accident and broke his neck. He had one of those bird cages put on him, which, you know, you can't sleep. You can't lay down. You have to sleep sitting up in a chair. And I told him about two homeopathic remedies that heal fractures, arnica and symphytum. And he started taking these, and within a couple of weeks, he went back to his orthopod and told him, you know, if you don't take this thing off me, I'm going to take it off myself. They did x-rays and found that his neck had healed. And the surgeon told him, well, I don't know what you're doing. Keep doing it, but I don't want to know. He didn't want to know because, mm-hmm. you see, if they knew what would actually heal people, then they wouldn't be making the big bucks.
Right. And you said that was arnica and
symphytum. Arnica is one of the best homeopathic remedies for any kind of trauma, emotional or physical. And then symphytum, symphytum, that is a homeopathic. It actually knits the bones back together. And the way I found out about those remedies was at my graduation dance for medical school. I was wearing high heels, which I never wear. One of the heels broke, and I fell out of my shoe and broke one of the bones in my foot. I went to the orthopedic surgeon who put the cast on above the fracture. So the bottom of the cast was above the fracture. So for 6 weeks, I walked on this broken bone. It never healed properly. It was called the non-union fractures, like basically got a scab between the two parts of the bone. Unbelievably painful. Of course, they wanted to go in, put in pins and plates and all kinds of hardware. And I happened to hear from, that's when I first learned about homeopathy. Somebody told me, you need to go to a homeopath. I said, what's that? They suggested somebody. I went. She put me on these two remedies, and it completely healed the bone. And that was one of my greatest aha moments, because that's when I said to myself, now I know why I never learned this word homeopathy.
Wow. Wow, it's amazing. The reason I was asking you is because my mother fractured her neck, but of course they put all the hardware. They fused her neck, otherwise it was going to cut her cervical. But the bone doesn't seem to be growing, and of course she's got the massive pain that continues to happen. She's 88, but she's old and fragile. And
well, not to mention the fact that all the metal they're putting in is toxic as well. You know, a titanium, whatever kind of rods they're sticking in there, these are toxic. And your body absorbs the metals from all the different implants. So, yeah, it sounds like she's a train wreck, and they have made her into a train wreck.
Yeah, well, it started with the hip replacement and everything else. And I think if she would have lost weight at the time, but she was in her mid-60s at the time.
Well, I mentioned fluoride. She was probably exposed to fluoride. And fluoride causes osteoporosis. And then, of course, what did the white coats do? They put a lot of these women on drugs like Fosamax, which even the commercials on television tell you that these drugs can actually cause fractures. You know, you can't make this stuff up. Not to mention the fact that it causes necrosis of the jawbone. In fact, many dentists will not even work on anybody who's on a drug like Fosamax. So, you know, like I said, it can save your life to do your homework. Check out the side effects they admit to. Of course, the side effects that accumulate when you're on a cocktail of drugs, there's no way you can possibly know that. You know, two drugs together will cause many more side effects than the summation of those drugs separately. So it's really bad what's going on, and that's why I do what I do, because I went to medical school because I wanted to help people. And when I found out what the gig was, you know, I dedicated my life to telling the truth and trying to stop these monsters.
Yeah, it's you know, I try to tell, I've even tried to tell doctors that they've been educated in a box. And, you know, some of them actually don't even realize that they were educated in a box because they're too far conditioned also.
Well, I disagree. I think most of them know exactly what they're doing. They have sold their souls for cash to keep a Mercedes in their driveway. As I said, that book, The Medical Mafia, if that was required reading in medical school, they would all be leaving. They wouldn't get even involved with this quote-unquote practice of medicine, which is actually been, you know, transformed into mass murder.
Wow. Wow, amazing. God. What can we do to reverse the effects of fluoride?
Well, there's homeopathics that can detox fluoride. There's homeopathics that can detox everything, even radiation. Before I went to X-ray, or before I went to medical school, I was an X-ray technician. Back in the days when we had to hold babies, there was no, you know, gizmos to basically Velcro them in. And I received massive doses of radiation, not only from that, but from, you know, different studies I had. I have been a patient many times. I know what it's like to be in that bed. And so I always put myself into that situation when I'm dealing with a person. And this radiation detox that I did, actually in the wintertime, my shoulders became... it looked like I had a very severe sunburn on my shoulders, and I realized that there was radiation coming out of me. So that's the good news. There are things you can do for anything, any toxin you've been exposed to, you name it. And that's what I teach people how to do. That's how I make a living, as putrid as it is, a fraction of what I made as a surgeon, like I said. And that's why when I take a history from people, I have to ask questions about all of these things, because you can detoxify yourself, but it's also very important to learn what's killing you so you stop doing it. You know, every time you go for an X-ray, you're accumulating more X-ray dosage. And then with Fukushima on top of that, which it's funny, you know, we don't hear hardly anything about that in the media anymore. It's amazing. The psychopaths in Japan that built four nuclear power plants on a major fault line, they basically nuked themselves. And I can't even imagine what the cancer rate in Japan is going to be. But, of course, that radiation is going into the ocean and into the air and is basically traveling the world. So, you know, it's very serious.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That it is. I had a question from somebody yesterday. She was in Australia, and she's saying they have a high amount of skin cancer there. Could it be from the sun, or could it be from the suntan lotions that they're putting on their body with all these SPF factors on it? Is there added medication in that it can be absorbed through the skin to create the cancer?
Well, that's a very good question. And this is another example of how people are lied to, you know, basically told not to go out in the sun without slathering on all these suntan lotions. Of course, the sun is what allows us to manufacture vitamin D naturally, which is a critical nutrient that we need to have in our body. But yes, in fact, you are correct that the suntan lotions are poison. And that is what's causing the skin cancer. Not the sun. It's the suntan lotions themselves.
Okay. That, and I guess they're blocking out the ultraviolet rays with their manufactured clouds, the chemtrails and everything else.
Yes, it's always the big picture. There's many, many aspects to this, but what you said is correct.
Wow. I'm running out of questions, Dr. Carly, and we are running out of time, of course. Is there anything else that you can add that people can do at home besides, any household items that they can help themselves with? Of course, I mentioned baking soda, but... Maybe there are other things like natural spices, turmerics, all different kinds of things. Oh, wait, I got, seems like somebody wants a question. Hang on one second, I should be receiving it. Is there spices or herbs that are very, very helpful?
Yes, as long as they're not radiated. You have to always check out your source. But yes, spices are always beneficial. Oil of oregano is very good for the immune system. One very important thing that I teach my clients about is colloidal silver, which has been around for a couple hundred years. It kills every bug that it's ever been tested on, including AIDS. And on my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, if you go to the link section, you can learn about a generator that you can purchase where you can make your own silver. You will have it for life. You can drink it. You can put it in your eyes, your ears. My pets and I drink it every day. You can use it to clean cutting boards, you know, you name it, for pennies a day. So that's a very important thing that people need to learn about. Stop taking antibiotics, which, of course, create superbugs and cause systemic yeast infections. But the first thing I would do if I was anybody listening is go to that website, click on the vaccine-induced disease tab, download the four diagrams, and listen to my talk about those diagrams. The first link is for YouTube. The second link has all of the lecture at one link. And educate yourself. Do not count on your doctors to tell you how to heal yourself. They never will. They have no clue. And even if they do, they will not be allowed to tell you what to do because they will lose their license. That's how the doctors are controlled.
Wow. We've got a couple of questions for you. Susan in Louisiana wants to know, Dr. Carley, what you think of the American government or if the American government is corrupt beyond redemption?
Well, that's where you need to go to the AmericanDefenseParty.com. We don't have a government. The government is controlled by Israel, AIPAC, all the rest of it. Okay, they're basically just whores for these people.
Yeah, and the same in Canada. They have the, I believe it's JCPAC. One last question for you, Doctor. What do you think that? What do you think the air quality around the World Trade Center collapse on 9/11, when the EPA said the air was safe to breathe?
Well, of course it wasn't safe to breathe. And obviously the Twin Towers were destroyed by a directed energy weapon. You can get a very important book, Where Did the Towers Go? By Dr. Judy Wood. Unrefutable evidence that it was a directed energy weapon. All of these thermite people are disinformers. Just like when people talk about autism being caused by mercury, they're disinformers as well. Autism is due to the measles virus, and that's irrefutable at this point. But we have so many disinformers out there, and that's why people have to, you know, basically use their intuition to decide who's who in the zoo, because you have so many people lying to you to bring you down the wrong path. But of course, the air quality was garbage. I mean, we had dustification of two buildings and people were breathing it in. And what's really sad, I actually contacted one of the higher levels up in the fire department back then to tell them I could help these people detoxify themselves and not get sick. And of course, you know, they never contacted me. So, you know, this is the agenda.
All right. Dr. Carley, thank you so much. And maybe we can have you again on our show here with this non-mainstream media, as I want to say, where we get the truth out to the people so people can understand what's going on. Be sure to join us next week for Trevor LaFont. He's a jazz musician that was also character assassinated by the Zionist, and he will be our guest to speak on next Tuesday evening. Dr. Rebecca Carley, thank you very much. Don Newsom, our sound engineer, thank you very much. And this is Rockcast saying good night. Have a good week, people.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people, and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.